Gesù mi dà.
Gesù mi dà.
Igbito quemi, igbito l'anima.
Gesù mi dà.
Ma que Gesù mi dà.
Ma que Gesù mi dà.
Ma que Gesù mi dà. Igbito quemi.
Igbito
quemi. Igbito l'anima. E mi hai Gesù logo, ma con i baba mia, igbe tope mio, igbe olani, ma que Gesù mi ga, ma
que Gesù mi ga, ma que Gesù mi ga,
igbe tope mi,
igbe tope mi.
E mi hai Gesù logo, ma con te baba mia, igbe tope mio, igbe ayoni, ma gbe Gesù mi ga,
ma gbe Gesù mi ga, ma gbe Gesù mi ga, igbe tope mi, igbe ayoni.
Let's lift our hands and thank God for yesterday, for those testimonies, for the word. Are you playing games or you're praying? Let's thank him. Approach him with thanksgiving. That's the password of his presence. There's nothing that shall be impossible for you if you approach him, no matter what you're going through, with thanksgiving. Thank him for what he has done so he can do more. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Pray like you are praying for yourself. Thank him. Thank him for the word. That you are, at least you have direction. Thank him. We give you the praise, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Let me get started by welcoming the person on the left and on the right. I say you're welcome to DP. Amen. 2 Chronicles 32. I know you're standing. I know you're praying. We're going to pray. Maybe two prayer points before we get into the word. 2 Chronicles 32, I want to start reading from verse 27. And we'll read from 27 to 29. Hezekiah had great riches and honor. What? He made himself treasuries over silver. Now, I'm telling you to pray the prayer I prayed today. For gold, for precious stones, for spices, for shield, for all kinds of desirable items. It's not only things that are spiritual. All things that are desirable, that you desire. The storehouses for harvest of grain, wine and oil, and store for all kinds of livestock and fold for flocks. Verse 29. Moreover, God provided cities for him. I want you to see that. God provided cities for him. That God is still alive, huh? Yeah. All you need is the house. But a man had cities and possession of flocks and herds in abundance. You see, it's popular and it makes sense to say, this prosper. Why don't I have it? I can be rich and be righteous. Why can't I have it? Now, if I'm preaching and I'm asking you for money, you should, okay. But I'm telling you, release your faith. But I give. Yeah, you give because of selfish propensity. Do you release your faith? I don't know about you, I release my faith. The Bible says, I remember when I couldn't buy foodstuff in my house and I was given a real almost of 1 million naira. Somebody I wanted to give 1 million naira after blessing our church. We didn't have our own building. Somebody say faith. For God had given him much property. He didn't acquire it. God gave him. Pray the way you want. God had given him much property. I don't care what you say. God can do this. My sister, if your husband is not praying, you better pray. God had given him much property. I'm satisfied. I'm living in one. No. Bible says after you build houses, not house, houses. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. When this church started 23 years ago in the city of Ilorin, we were looking for a property. None was owned by Christians. I'm not saying Christians didn't have property, but none that the church could rent. All Muslims. And there's a caveat. We don't want to give any church. So how shall we do? There was a hall we took in the name of Multipurpose Hall. And the Multipurpose Hall gave it to church. They chased us away on Saturday night. So what is chasing you depends on your background. Maybe you were born with a golden spoon in your mouth. And I opened my Bible, I found out God can give this to you. Yes. You are going to pray the second time. God, give me choice properties. Yes. In the name of Jesus, raise your voice. Let faith show. And listen for instructions. God may tell you to drive somewhere. God may tell you to do this. God may tell you to do that. Listen for instructions. If you pray this prayer from your heart, you will get instant results. Because it didn't come from my head. It came from my being. Don't be selfish. Lord, give me choice properties. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, you may take your seat. Isaiah 2, I want to read to you. Thank you, music guys. I want to read from verse 3 because of time. Isaiah 2. Now, verse 1 says, "You have come to pass that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above every other hill. Shall first of all be established and be exalted above every other hill." In verse 3, Bible says, many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. To the house of God of Jacob." Not to the National Assembly. To the house. To the mountain of the Lord. Now, but one thing he would do is that he would teach us. Any church should be a teaching center. What are we supposed to teach? What the pastor wants? No. The way of the Lord. The way of the Lord. His ways. God has a way. The children of Israel knew the acts of God. Moses knew the way. That's why he could repeat miracles. He knew the way. He knew how to catch God anytime. Smith Wigglesworth said, "When the Holy Ghost don't move, I move him." Because he knows the way. He will teach us his way. And we shall walk in his path. And house of Zion shall proceed the law. The word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Read to verse 4. The Bible says, "It shall jump between nations and rebuke many peoples. They shall beat their sword into plowshares and their spear into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." Allow me to exegete this within the short time that I have. God says the mountain of the Lord shall be exalted above every other hill. I've taught you in church that hills don't represent God. Mountains represent God. I will look up to the hills. He's not saying is up we come from. He's not calling God hills. He said, "I look to other things. My job, my career. I realized that my help will come from the Lord, not from the hills." The Bible says we shall go to him. He will teach us his way. "Come unto me, all ye labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. "But pick up my yoke and learn from me." A lot of people have come in contact with the person of Jesus, not with the ways, with the person of Jesus, not with the principles of Jesus. You must know the principles of Jesus, or else you'll be coming to the church and begging God when you don't know the principles of Jesus. In Deuteronomy 32, verse 3, I want to read 3 and 4. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to the Lord our God. He is the rock, he is stable, and the Lord your God, I change not. His work is perfect, and all his ways, not some, all his ways are just. God of faithfulness or truth, without injustice. Righteous is not New Testament righteousness. That is a gift. It means you do righteously and upright, is he? That is God. He is righteous. Whenever you don't have results, God is not to blame. You are not doing something right. Because all his ways are just. You must learn his ways. One of the best gifts someone can give to you is to teach you God's ways. I was watching YouTube today and somebody was speaking, and Antichrist was speaking. And he says, God kills. He has a hell to take people to, but his love. God did not prepare hell for human beings. The devil and the demons are luring people. He told Jesus, bow to me. If you whoever you obey is your master. And you end up where your master ends up. Did you understand that? In Matthew 7, verse 24, the Bible says, whoever hears the sayings of mine and does them. We will learn his ways and we will walk in his path. Whoever hears these ways of mine and does them, I liken him to a smart person. You're smart, show me your ways. Whoever hears this saying of mine and does not do them, I liken him to a stupid person. In Luke 11:28, the Bible says, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God, which are his ways, and keep it. Blessed. Before you say God has saved you, do you keep his word? This is Jesus speaking. Blessed are those. You're already blessed without doing anything. What does the Bible say about the blessed man? Whatever he does, he prospers. You will prosper. Yeah. I need to jump because of time. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter number 2, if you read down from verse 4, in fact, verse 5, the Bible says, let's read verse 4. Amen. Are you alive? Yes, sir. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke the people. They shall beat their sword into plowshares. What does that mean? They will no longer do war anymore. So when you come to church, you are a warlord. That's all you knew. That was what you went to school for. That's what you went for training for. Suddenly, you heard from Zion, from the mountain of the Lord, you ought to be a farmer. And it resonates with your spirit. And you got home. And you took your sword. Instead of being a sword, you beat it into a plowshare. And said, from today, I will not do war anymore. I will be a farmer. Because it's his way, not my way. Not what is popular. Not what is trending. His way. That's why a lot of people are struggling. In case you are sitting down there thinking, is making a simple thing hard. No. This is what your life is about. Discovering why God brought you here. You can make mistakes. We get better every day. In fact, if you are afraid to make mistakes, you can't get into what God has planned for you. And the earlier you discover it, the better. That's why the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, serve the Lord in the days of your youth. Because your lifetime is not enough to do it. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Before the series ends, you won't only hear the series, you will discover why you are here. In the name of Jesus, in case you are frustrated, God will lift you up. Beyond your frustration, God will lift you up. Lay aside all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. Receive with meekness. Receive with meekness. Pastor Biodo, my problem is that I don't know exactly what God has called me to do. You are like me. Nobody ever prophesied to me. Nobody ever told me I would be a pastor. When it was time, I knew. Nobody ever told Apostle Paul that he ought to write 3/4 of the Bible. But when it was time, he knew. Everybody saw the light, but he heard the word. So there's something you will hear. And I pray for you. Before this series is over, you will hear something. It may not be the regular thing. By the time God speaks to you, you've done it before. You can imagine Paul was against Christians. But he was made to fight. But he was fighting the wrong thing. You will know that I have strength in this area. For he works in us, first of all, to will. It's possible you're not doing it because there's no money there. It's possible there's no fame there. And you want to be famous. You want to be this, you want to be that. It's not about you, it's about him. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, you beat your sword into a plowshare. In the name of Jesus. It takes meekness to receive what I'm sharing with you. Somebody that I know married a doctor. The night of the wedding, the husband was having his bath. He said, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I will go, Lord." The girl said, "Where?" He mentioned the place. "Hey, I thought I married a medical doctor." I said, "God has called me." For the next 3 days, the husband was planning how to go where God sent him. So, be there. I will marry a pastor. No problem. No problem. You marry an engineer. A week after, you say, "Yes, Lord. I will go, Lord." This series is a problem for you. Hallelujah. Say, "I will beat my sword into a plowshare." I love what the Bible says here. It says they will beat a spear into pruning hooks. The Bible says neither shall they learn war. You know, if you are old to a point that you can't fight again, at least you teach people your experience. He will not even teach people. He will change his career totally. He will change everything because he knows what to do. How many know God didn't hand Sana when she had peace? God didn't say a word. She knew what to do right from day one. Even the pastor said, "Go away from me, you drunk." She said, "I'm not drunk. By next year, you'll see me." She knew what to do. I need a baby in the house, not in the church. She knew what to do, but she was struggling with the Lord. I don't know who you are in this place. You know what to do, but you're struggling with God. Because you're like me. I can be a nurse. God forbid, if there was war in Nigeria and I have to relocate. And we ask, "What do they do here? What can I do to put food on my family table?" They said, "Nothing. I'll be a nurse for a while. I will do what I don't like before I start doing what I like." You are here at the prime time of your life. You say, "I want to do that. I want to sing." And you are struggling. And you are getting married. And you are struggling. You do what you don't like first. But once you know what you are supposed to do, that God has chosen for you, pew, you dive into it. That is where your breakthrough is. Stop talking about people. Stop being jealous of people. Stop talking about your uncle like he should sponsor you. Listen, you didn't come with him. Wake up. You are sufficient. God is a sufficiency. And you're sufficient in yourself. What God has wired you to be. Okay, they didn't do like that in other parts of the world. How do they survive? What do you do if the light over your firmament is wrong? What do you do? Change it. I pray in the name of Jesus. You will beat your sword into a plowshare. Your spear will become a pruning hook. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. You shall not be stuck again. You will know what to do. Now, in John 6 verse 6, quickly guys, the Bible says God asked them a question to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Do you know what to do? What you call problem is not a problem if you know what to do. You know why these lights are shining like this? We created darkness in this place. Have you been here with the changeover? Everywhere is dark, even in the afternoon. Because you created it like that. So that this you can appreciate these lights. If there's no darkness, you won't shine. So there's problem so that he that has solution can stand out. The devil learned this from God. That was why Nimrod was popular. God is tired of people wrong people having solutions in their hand. God wants you to rise up. So what you call problems, I'm telling you, somebody has a solution. I mean, it may be you. It may be you. What? There are some things we use regularly today, like airplane. Oh, on 20th, we would have a program at Birmingham. It would take my great-grandfather months, if not years, to walk from here to Birmingham, if it's possible. But in a day, I will board a plane here. Phew. What was impossible? It's not possible because somebody woke up. Go and study the law of aerodynamics. The Wright brothers broke the law. Which law has God brought you here to break? What is it that men say is impossible? Is it cancer? Oh, there's no drug for it. What is it that God has put in your inside? The solution. I pray in the name of Jesus. Since the creation are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, you will not be ordinary. Amen. I say you will not be ordinary. Amen. In 2 Chronicles 32:31, look at Hezekiah. God spoke to him. God tested him. God tests people. However, regarding the ambassadors of the prince of Babylon, whom they sent to him, to Hezekiah, to inquire in Israel, you people, we used to laugh at you because you depended on the Bible. About the wonder that was done in the land. You will do wonders. I will do wonder. The secular will come here and say, ah, how do they do this? The government will come here. Oh, they are already coming. During COVID, I can count about, if I'm correct, maybe 3 to 4 governors that came here to see our COVID machine. How do they gather people in this room? In the whole of Abuja, we were the first to do it. Now it's normal. I was even dashing churches, machines, open. I didn't write my name there, but I can tell you, people I sent are here. Praise God. You know what God did? God withdrew from him. Just like Jesus withdrew when they were in Caesarea Philippi in order to test him and that he might know all that was in his heart. If God does something for you, he withdraws to see whether you give thanks. Are you failing a test right now? Are you sufficient in yourself? No, I'm brilliant. I know how to negotiate. I know how to do. God withdrew from him to know what's in his heart. I pray for you. You will not feel the test of the Lord. In Genesis 22 verse 1, the Bible says God tested Abraham after how many years? Go and find out. He tested Abraham, not tempt. For God cannot be tempted by evil. He doesn't tempt anyone with evil. But he tests people. He tested him. He said, the son that he spent years in getting is a killing. When he raised the knife, God said, hey, it's enough. The angel of the Lord called 3 times to guarantee Abraham, I was only testing you. I have a friend, God told him to move from where he was. He said, go to Lagos. When he got to Lagos, God said, I just wanted to know what's in your heart. Go back to where you came from. I'm telling you. In Deuteronomy 8, verse 2. Let's read from verse 1 because of time. Quickly, I'm out of time. I will give you one more. Every covenant which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go into the land to possess the land I swore to your fathers. Verse 2. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way, these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and to test you. To humble you and to test you. And to know what's in your heart, whether you will keep the commandments or not. Let's go to verse 16 because of time. Verse 16. Quickly. Who fed in the wilderness with manna? Manna means, what is this? God packed the breakfast of angels and gave it to the congregation of Moses, which your father did not know. So there are a lot of things you and I don't know that God has, so that he might humble you and that he might test you. But do you good in the end. God, I can show you many scriptures. I just don't have time. God tests people. I showed you yesterday how that God spoke to Gideon. Gideon, I will test these people for you. And 9,700 out of 22,000 people, 32,000 people, remained 300. And God still did not use them. God is God by himself. Number 3, because of time, let me close here. You must know where to be. Let me say this. Who you follow determines what follows you. I believe some things I've been through would have swallowed me. But for the people God led me to follow. Praise God. In Ecclesiastes 9:11, please read the Living Bible, not New Living Translation, if you have it. Living Bible. Let's wait for them. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. Again, I looked throughout the earth and I saw that the swiftest person does not always win the race. What? So, once you can run, I don't need anybody. I'm alone. I'm sufficient. God did not design any human being that way. To be self-sufficient. Or else you'll be God. There are some things Moses, he said, Miriam, Aaron, the two of them were older than Moses. They were the one that preserved his life. Were you not afraid to talk against Moses? Every prophet I speak to, they hear. This one I speak to him mouth to mouth, like a man speak to his friend. Were you not afraid to talk against him? But Moses was counseling from morning to night. God did not talk to him. There are things you will never know until you are linked with somebody. There are things you will never know. Maybe God allowed me to share the series because you have come to this church for a time like this. But if you're fast, very easy for you to be proud. I'm fast. I can run fast. I know what to do. But the swiftest person does not always win the race. That's why you are losing. Because you are sufficient in yourself, not in God. The strongest man does not always win the battle. The wise men are often poor. You know that. And skillful men are not necessarily famous. Wise men are often poor. You say, that man, I like him. When he retired, he didn't have a house. He ought to have a house. If he follows God, he ought to. People will hail you for not having. Don't be there. Let them abuse you for having. I'm just telling you the truth. People act this way, but they can't say it because they're afraid of people. I'm not. I've passed that level. Skillful people are not necessarily famous. How can you be skillful and you're not famous? You are inventing something that I need and I don't know you. There must be a curse somewhere. But you can be skillful and not be known. But the Bible says, skillful people are not necessarily famous. But it's all by chance, by happening to be at the right place at the right time. I pray for you. You'll be at the right place at the right time. I don't know much about your industry. I know a lot about ministry. Not everything. But I found out that ministry is not by muscle. It's not by preaching. It's not by signs and wonders. I told you in Ilorin that I used to pay the rent, the DSTV bills, and every bill of a pastor that used to do miracles. But you didn't have money. And my money is not from any other place but from ministry. Why will God give me? Number one, if you keep giving glory, God the glory, he will give you money. If you keep honoring, he will honor you. But if you think the anointing you're using is for you, yesterday you saw a baby that walked in my ministry. I didn't get up stage to say, yeah. I knelt down to give God the glory. So he would do more. That's the secret. It's simple, but it's effective. In your family, try it. No, don't try it. Do it. Success in ministry, off of your head, think about those who have the biggest ministry. They are not the best preachers. Why do they have big ministry? Oh, they know administration. Ask them. It's a lie. God tells them, put your foot here. Do this, do that, do this, do that. But if you know how to preach, you are full of yourself. I'm not saying don't preach good messages, but be humble. In Proverbs 27:19, I got to close because of time. Proverbs 27:19. A mirror reflects a man's face. But what is he really looking, really like? Is shown by the kind. As face reflects face, so a man's heart reveals the man. A lot of people say, I have a mentor. But the mentor has never been able to tell you anything that you followed. You only follow what you want to do. So connection is not going for the conference, being there when... No. It's heart connection. Heart connection. I was speaking to somebody. I said, I'm not the kind of pastor that will tell you, have you gone to the toilet today? Have you had your bath today? No, I may not call you. But my heart is with you. And I pray for you. And your success is my success. Okay, what do I stand to gain? If someone who's not in this church is more successful than you. Have you seen a true pastor brag about you before? That you're successful. So, a true pastor, you don't even need to give him anything. Just succeed for yourself. A true pastor places value on those who live what they preach. So, as face reflects face, your heart will reflect what is in that person's heart, if your heart is right. If you have a true heart connection. I say this under God, there is not one person I pretend to that I'm connected to. Some people just are connected to you because they want money from you. Their friends tell them, why are you? I say, no, I just want to dribble that pastor. If I get with you, I want. A friend of mine told me, I'm in one church for a reason. They can do my wedding for me. Once I do my wedding, I will leave. He has not done it. In fact, it is divorced. And they didn't do that wedding that he spoke to me about. Why? I think they're in the spirit. I will not do such, except God does not tell me. If you like bad mouth, I will never, because the first thing I would do is to know you before I start relating with you. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Your heart will be right. In the name of Jesus, you will reflect the right thing. What God has placed in your heart, that is what you will do. In the name of Jesus. As you come to the house of the Lord, I pray for you. You will beat your sword into plowshare.
Amen.
You will learn his ways.
Amen.
And you will do what the Lord tells you to do.
Amen.
If you believe, you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I pray for you, you will not be stuck.
Amen.
You will know what to do.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No problem will be too big for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When God comes to you to test you, you will pass the test.
Amen.
You will do well. In the name of Jesus. You will not be full of yourself. You will not be a fast person and yet lose race. You will not be a wise and then not be skillful. You will not be skillful and not be famous. You will not be wise and then be poor. If you believe it, shout amen, somebody. I pray for you, your heart will be right. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Why don't you pray in tongues for a minute? You can be quiet right now. Raise your voice in faith.